insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما
And those who say, Our Lord, grant us from among our wives and offspring comfort to our eyes and make us an example for the righteous.
Dear listeners, we were discussing, as you were with us, the 74th verse of this chapter. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا And those who say, Our Lord, grant us from our wives and our offspring the joy of our eyes, and make us for the pious ones their imams. This verse of the Holy Quran is explicitly telling the believers that they are responsible over their wives, their families, their issues, and their offsprings. They have to try to do their best to make them the wayfarer of Almighty Allah and salvation. They have to pray and ask the Almighty Allah for this concept. So when it comes to education of children and specifically the family members and issues, apart from trying and doing our best, we must turn to Allah and have our Lord as our guide, because this is a critical issue. Anyway, this is what we concluded in the previous episode. The 13th attribute of these outstanding sincere servants of Allah, which is from one aspect, one of the most important ones, is that they never get satisfied by going the path of truth lonely. But they are so high-minded that they want to be the imam and the leader of the believers. They want to invite others to this upright path. وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا Therefore, it is said in the end of the verse that they are those who say وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا Make us, for the pious ones, their imams. They don't just sit in one corner praying for themselves, saving themselves. They try to save the one who is sinking as well. It must be noted that they do not pray for taking the place of great persons. But they acquire the means and qualifications of greatness and leadership in a way that all deserved attributes of a real leader are included in them. And this is a very difficult job with severe conditions. Certainly, it is not forgotten that these verses do not state all the qualities of the believers. and they are defining the specialties of a specific group of them who are at the top and are entitled as Ibadur Rahman, the servants of the Beneficent.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So, this is the 13th qualification and attribute of the true believers. وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا They want to be the leaders and imams for the pious ones, and this is how they ask their Lord. Yes, they are the special servants of Allah, and as the general mercy of Allah includes all people, the mercy of servants of Allah is, from some aspects, general too. Their knowledge, their speech, their power, their thought, their writing. They all want all of these to guide the people to the path of the truth. And these are the paragons and examples of a true society of human beings. They are counted as examples for the pious ones. They are like guiding lights and lamps in deserts and sometimes in seas, which call those who are lost to them. They save them from falling down and sinking. In many narrations, we read that this verse is about Imam Ali alayhi salam and the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and other infallibles. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, the purpose of this verse is us. In this regard, we can say, without doubt, Imams alayhi salam are of the most obvious extensions of this verse. But again, we say that this does not limit the concept of the verse, and other believers can be imams and leaders of the others in various degrees. Some of the commentators also say that not only asking spiritual and divine leadership is not forbidden, but also it is preferred and good. But meanwhile, we must pay attention that though the Quranic word imam is singular, sometimes it is used in plural sense. And in this verse, it is so. So, وَجْعَلْنَا make us لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا Imam in this verse is not singular and it is plural. This verse is also telling us one important etiquette of supplication, which is high-mindedness. We must be high-minded when we are asking something from our Lord. These true servants of the Lord, they are not just asking their Lord to be from among the pious ones, but they want to be the leaders of the pious ones. And this is how we must ask and supplicate to our Lord. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. we ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when faith begins.